Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't know him personally. But obviously I will in the next 11 games or so. As far as the way he plays, I mean, it's phenomenal. Every time I turn on the television and watch him play, you know, he plays with a lot of grit, a lot of hustle. He plays hard. Obviously, he's been, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the game for a while now. So just to be able to play with him and experience that in person, I think it's going to be real cool.
That's Amari Cooper, newest member of the Buffalo Bills. Bills trade for Cooper. And he comes over from the Cleveland Browns. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Nathan Zagura, who is a Cleveland Browns color analyst and host of Browns Daily, to talk to us about Amari Cooper. Nathan, thanks for taking some time this morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Did Browns fans see this coming? Bills fans had been talking about Cooper as an idea. His name wasn't as publicly reported as Devontae Adams. What about Browns fans on the idea of trading Cooper?
I think that you knew as this season went on, you know, that perhaps if this team continued to underachieve or perform below expectations, as the 1-5 record certainly would indicate they have, that that was possible. I think you knew it was the last year of his deal. You knew he probably was going to be playing somewhere else next year. But the idea that it would happen before the Browns played a single divisional game, that it would happen at this point in the season, you know, with the trade deadline still 3 weeks away, I think that part of it was surprising. I think Browns fans are surprised about a lot of how this season has gone so far.
Yeah, might want to get back to that in a moment. But what is that? I guess that's kind of the follow-up right now. Where do they turn now? 1-5, probably feeling like it's a lost year. And what now?
Well, look, it's never a lost year when the NFL season's very long. And they, like I said, they haven't played a divisional game. But you've got back-to-back games now at home against the Bengals and the Ravens, and then a third straight home game against the Chargers. And so these next three games obviously are critical. There's no more time or margin for error for the Cleveland Browns, and it would be very important, obviously, to get those divisional wins. You know, Amari, to be fair, had not been playing like Amari Cooper was playing for the two previous seasons so far this year, leading the NFL in drops. But still, Amari Cooper is a tremendous asset. So, yeah, when you make a move like this, the Browns certainly did not get better in that trade. You know, obviously that's something for the future. You'll get guys like Jerry Jeudy now and others more opportunities in the passing game. But, yeah, Amari Cooper is a very, very good player. And so for the Browns, they've just got to find a way with what they've got to go out there and get a win. Getting Nick Chubb back this week should be a huge boost. And hopefully it's enough to get a victory over the Bengals.
You tweeted about Cooper, consummate professional. And that seems to be a common refrain I'm hearing from people around the league, that Cooper, he's had a bunch of stops, and wherever he goes, people seem to think he's a pro's pro.
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about a guy, five-time Pro Bowler, 7 1,000-yard seasons. He's the only player in Cleveland Browns history to have back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons. He has the all-time record for single-game receiving yards that he set last Christmas Eve down in Houston, 265 against the Texans. He is, and the compliment that I've given him, and he and I got to know each other fairly well, you know, and he is a very interesting guy, a big, avid chess player, and loves kind of the strategy. I think he takes some of those thoughts to the strategy of how he approaches his craft. And the compliment I gave him was that he reminded me of Joe Thomas in the sense of how Joe Thomas prepared to play left tackle, the detail in which he went into not only his preparation, but his study of not only himself, but his opponent. You know, Amari will go back, and if he's played a corner before, he'll go watch every route he ran against that corner so that he can feel like, all right, I know that he's expecting this when I do that, so maybe I can do something a little different and create separation. He's an elite route runner. He is a, like I said, he doesn't say much. He is not going to be flashy. I know that in Buffalo you guys have had, you know, receivers like Stephon Diggs who, while they can be supremely talented on the field, they can perhaps create some headaches in the locker room or off the field. That's not the case with Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is all about his business. He's all about his work. That opening press conference you guys had with him is probably about as much as he'll talk. And he's just there to be as good as he can be at his craft. I'm sure he's got to be thrilled going to a winning situation like this and to get to play with Josh Allen.
What do you think about his abilities still on the field at 30 years old? In particular, about maybe down the field, that's been a huge area where the Bills have been lacking this season, just in general, needing a number one, but down the field. And, man, it looked like, at least at the end of last year, like when he was with Joe Flacco, it looked like he was still very dangerous down the field.
Yeah, he averaged career-high 17.5 yards a catch last year. So, yes, he can still get vertical. And even this year, he had a drop on what would have been about a 55-yard touchdown where he got behind the defense. And then he had another 82-yard touchdown against the Raiders, erased by a pretty
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A pretty weak holding call on our center, Nick Harris. But so, yeah, he's still shown the ability to make big plays down the field. I think the thing this year, you know, with him with the Browns was really just the drops. I mean, he dropped a lot of passes, and the ironic part was most of them were probably 30-plus yard gains. So, yes, he can still get down the field. He knows how to get open. He knows how to create separation. And those drops that occurred in Cleveland this year are atypical. That is not something that is typical for Amari Cooper. He's very good in contested catch situations. And like I said, oftentimes he's able to just get open. He is a very savvy route runner, good acceleration, knows his speed. He made plenty of vertical plays here with the Cleveland Browns, and I would expect that he'll be able to do that, you know, with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills as well.
Nathan Zagura joining us on the Western Hotline to talk a little Browns and the Amari Cooper trade. Back to the Browns, we watch from afar and wonder, like everybody else, I'm sure you've had this question a million times, but like, what is going on with the decision to play a quarterback that is playing not only as one of the worst in the league, but like even in by Browns standards, and I say that lovingly as Bills fans who had a lot of bad quarterbacks over the years, but by Browns standards, it's pretty rough.
Yeah, it hasn't been good. I mean, Kevin Stefanski, he's the one who has the final say, and as he said in his press conference this week, he believes that Deshaun gives the team the best chance to win, and there have been some good moments, and certainly over the last 2.5 years, there have been some good moments, and I think that, you know, you look at this kind of from a big picture standpoint is, as long as there's a chance that we can get this turned around and Deshaun Watson can get it turned around, they're going to give him that opportunity. But, you know, it can't continue like this forever and expect nothing to change.
Do you think on that, because they did, I mean, they made investments in the offseason in insurance policies at quarterback. Maybe that could have been for injury too. Winston, and I know Tyler Huntley's not there anymore, but Winston being behind him, is there any scenario where you think they would move during the year with all the money and the contract that's left to be paid to Watson? Or do you think they're going to exhaust all ways to make that work before they would ever, you know, make a switch?
Yeah, I think it'll be one of the interesting things to play out. I would also mention another name, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who was the Browns' fifth-round pick a year ago, who I happen to like. I know the organization happens to like. And I think if things get to a situation where it's very bad and the postseason, which was not only the goal, was the expectation going into this year, and I think rightfully so with the talent on this team, although they have not played up to that level yet. You know, I think that he's somebody you would want to give a look to because DTR could be in the sense if, you know, hopefully Deshaun Watson can turn this thing around. But if he can't, you know, the only reason the Niners are still where they are is because they happened to hit on Brock Purdy, and that got him out of a trade for Trey Lance. Looking back on it, looks dreadful, right? So I think the Browns at some point would have to explore if it gets to that point, and obviously hopefully it does not, but if it does get to that point, then you'd have to explore Dorian Thompson-Robinson and say, okay, can a guy that we drafted in the fifth round who showed some signs, you know, last year against Pittsburgh, led the game-winning drive, and the next game against Denver, he ends up getting hurt, but he actually had led a scoring drive on 3 straight possessions on the road in Denver last season, and so there were signs that he was starting to turn the corner. So we'll see how it ultimately plays out, but yeah, I don't think anybody in the Browns is where they thought they would be or certainly not where they want to be right now through 6 games in the season, and that would include the quarterback, Deshaun Watson.
Nathan Zagura on the Browns and Amari Cooper. Thanks very much for the time.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Browns, rough year, 1-5. I mean, there's rough and then there's rough.
And they play the Bengals this week and then the Ravens next week. So their division games begin now. And don't you think they're just not going to take Watson out? He can't play worse. I don't know. I don't think – I would want to guess the coach doesn't have the final say on that. That if Stefanski wanted to take him out, he couldn't. Because the owner's got $250 million left to be paid to this quarterback or something like that, $200 million, whatever it is.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Got a Twitter poll up. Who's going to lead the Bills in receptions from this point forward? Cooper, Shakir, Kincaid. Shakir winning that. Cooper in second. Kincaid a distant third. This does at least take pressure off Kincaid, as you need that guy to do stuff, right? Takes maybe attention away from him.
Yeah.
But less of a spotlight, because I feel like we'd started to really zoom in on him and where is this top tight end that you drafted? Maybe he can flourish with Cooper taking some attention. You can join us if you'd like, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550.
Tune into WGR 550 each Bills game day, including the Sunday, during the regular 2024 season for your chance to answer our tailgate trivia question presented by Game Day Hospitality. Your chance to win two VIP tickets to Game Day Hospitality's Red Zone tailgate party, which includes food, drink, entertainment, X to the VIP tent. Visit our contest page, WGR550.com, for details.